Blog Talk Radio.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard you knocked out jailbird sing.
I couldn't help it. That was,
oh, man.
I did that as a favor to General Grievous. He's in the iHub jailhouse.
Man, hey, that was a good jam, though, man. I hope he appreciates that. Not as a joke, but damn, that, you know what? Elvis was the man, and he still is today. Yeah.
Well, do the kids even know who Elvis is now?
Yep. Yes, they do. Just like they know who Michael Jackson is. At least they
Michael
laugh.
Jackson.
Hey, happy holidays, Wes. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing
you just
great,
got back.
Man.
Today? You went somewhere last weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah. Went up to Lake Tahoe, North Shore, Lake Tahoe with the wife, my daughter, my two grandsons, and stayed at the, the Ritz-Carlton.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah.
Very fancy. With your Amfil stock?
Yeah. Paid for it all with Amfil stock. Now I'm broke and I need to get a loan from you. But anyway.
Yeah, not a problem.
beautiful place for those who've never been there. Lake Tahoe, just gorgeous with the snow. We're way up high in the mountain. And I tell you, that Ritz-Carlton, man, they treat you like gold. Like gold.
Nice.
The minute you get there to the rooms, to the gondolas that we rode across to get to the other side and do some shopping and let the kids went ice skating. And it was fun, man. It was a blast.
Right on. Last night, the wife and I went down to San Francisco
right?
And went to Union Square and saw the tree and the Macy's and they did an ice rink in the middle of San Francisco. I was kind of blown away by it. Kind of interesting.
That's
it was nice.
Cool,
it was pretty.
Man.
It was gorgeous. You
know, San Francisco is a lot of fun to go to. It really is. You know, it takes me about 40 minutes to get over there, Wes. I think it takes you about the same, huh?
Last night it took me about 3 hours, actually, with all the traffic.
Oh,
it was
traffic,
not a
huh?
happy – no, I was not happy by the time I got there. I was really glad to get the car parked. I was so frustrated trying to find a parking space. I said, that's it. We're going to go ahead and stay here. So we went over to the Hilton in the financial district and checked in. So I could valet park my car so I didn't have to drive anymore.
There you go. Well, didn't they have the big Santa thing last night too, or this weekend?
Yeah, they had SantaCon. So there was, of course, the wife didn't tell me about that either because we had picked a different weekend. So there was, half a million people dressed up as Santa Claus.
Walking all over San Francisco.
Walking all over San Francisco. Been drinking since 10 o'clock in the morning. Drunk yeah. Santa Claus is laying out everywhere on the ground.
And that's the night you get robbed by Santa Clauses, too. So
there's something.
You get thrown up on by Santa Clauses. You get robbed by Santa Clauses.
We go to the city often, but after we did our trip to Boston, it is amazing how dirty San Francisco really is.
It is. It's a dirty. Well, our listeners, wait a minute. The Golden Gate Bridge is beautiful. The entrances, they do. You know what? There's a lot of poor people out in San Francisco. But I mean, it depends on where you go.
But it's dirty. I mean,
it's a dirty city. It is.
There's people that sleep on the streets in Boston too, but at least they come by and clean the streets. You know, I mean, it's just a very. I just noticed it. I guess more this trip than most.
Yeah, I went to Vancouver, Canada. And you talk about a clean city. Wow. I mean, clean. We went to the local zoo in Vancouver, and I swore a squirrel picked up a piece of paper and went and put it in a trash can. That's how clean the city is.
So you heard what happened on Wednesday, didn't you?
No, what?
Snakes and Lattes opened their Midtown location.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were going to tell me we had another terrorist attack or something. Yeah, that
no,
is
no,
good.
No, 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 no. No, it's good. And there's pictures
right.
all over iHub. It looks like they turned out real nice, real gorgeous.
Yeah, I saw that. That's awesome, man. You know, let's talk about success and things going. That thing's just pulling straight ahead. I know they didn't pop off that original date that they had planned, right?
No, they were a little bit, they were a little off, but it got open. There's probably construction delays. If not city
delays. Always delays. You and I being in the industry that we're in, we always know that there's a delay, whether it's permitting, materials, you name it. I mean, there's always
ordering the wrong stuff, and now there's another 6 weeks before you can get the stuff that you need.
Well, just
who knows what
that.
It was.
Maybe
Roger will call in and tell us.
Yeah, but you never know. I mean, yeah, that's true. Maybe it's just like ordering countertops. You get one, they send you the wrong one, but you think it's going to be there the next day? No, that another 6 week delay. So anything can happen during construction that we don't know about. It's those simple, small things. Look at the industry we're in. You know, pipeline gets cut short, tie in, that kind of stuff doesn't work out. Massive delays, big money loss.
Well, you've been to my place here, right? Here in Livermore.
Mm-hmm.
The countertops that we have downstairs, you know, we have the waterfall that goes down and it, you know.
Right.
Right, right.
That's Anfield money, right?
That's Anfield money, right? no. What,
waterfalls in the house. Wes has
do
waterfalls
countertop,
in the house, everybody. You should see his fireplace.
To do those countertops took three slabs of this particular quartz. And we wanted it thick. We didn't want them tagging on or gluing on the edge to make it look thick. So I can't remember how thick countertops were. But they scratched one putting it in. So the guy says, oh, I can buff it out. No, he couldn't buff it out.
No.
Jacked it all up. It took us 6 months to find another slab that matched what we had.
What?
Yeah.
6 months.
Oh, no. Yeah, 6 months. Oh, no. I haven't talked now. We'll go into that story later about when we redid this place. Now, we lived in the garage for a long time, but that's the whole, they don't want to hear about that. So, with Anfield.
Wait a minute, Wes. Wes, your voice is really cracking down. Is your
are we having internet issues again?
There you go. There you go. Much better. I think it is internet. You're good.
Are you going to get out the telephone number to call in, or do you want me to?
I'd be happy to. Call in numbers 914-803-4429. Once again, 914-803-4429. Come in and call us and give us your 2 cents on today's topics of the stock market, whether it's Anfield or anything else. I like talking about cryptocurrency.
It's more open night tonight because what we had planned is changed. Because we were going to talk about cryptocurrency, but we were going
to
have a guest,
but to talk about cryptocurrency, we weren't. And that was going to be a surprise because I mentioned that, 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And I wanted anybody in the audience knowing anything about cryptocurrency, because that's a big hot topic now.
There are some people making money, and this fool has no idea what it's all about, to be frankly honest. I was talking to Robert. And
the other Robert.
Just the other Robert. Mm-hmm. Your other Robert. And just with what he said and how you have to protect your money, from what I'm gathering, it's not just getting onto an exchange and buying stuff, because that's a good way to get your stuff ripped off too.
Right.
And
information on those guys. What were they, Russian or Yugoslavian put out a notice that they got
$63 million. Right. So they had this exchange or whatever it was. I can't even remember
now. For cryptocurrency.
And they got hacked and they lost $63 million. Now, there's a portion of that where they think that it's actually an inside job.
Right. I read that part.
Right.
I read that part. And you had a lot of unhappy investors that had that same idea, you know. And, you know, that's another thing too, Wes. I want to mention that. Not being open and transparent to your investors, which is what Anfield's been doing all along, can cause problems like that. Then we begin to second guess things. And, you know, you begin to conjure up and stories pop up. That's why I like the idea of Roger and them being so transparent with Anfield, because they keep everybody updated. Of course, we haven't heard from him in a little bit, but that doesn't mean he's not doing it, because you can imagine all the work that he has going on. But these guys were behind the scenes. He had a name, he had an investment, and boom, all of a sudden, they tell people
gone. $63 million. Could you imagine?
Gone. Now, I've been getting information more and more from cryptocurrency gurus. and the percentages they've been making. Bitcoin just jumped up. This was it Thursday, Friday we were talking with, and it went up to 17,000.
Yeah, but
it came back
down too. It went up to 17,000, but it came back down.
It came down 14,000 or 15,000.
Uh huh.
But imagine in 2009, Bitcoin was selling for 7 cents, and here it is 2017, and it was going up. And so the fluctuation is there. But
right.
Again, the
volatility is
there. Yeah. Now, myself, personally, because of my son, he has a really good working knowledge, and we were going to try and just let everybody know we're going to try to get my son on tonight to talk about cryptocurrency. Unfortunately, he was unavailable. He's in the military.
He's basically
going to
give you and I a lesson.
Yeah, because I want to learn more and more and more. Well, he did, because he's my son, he did invest some monies for me, and I was surprised that in 3 days I made quite a bit of money. I'm talking about around $600 or $700 in like
three days,
and it's still going up. And I'm still trying to get him to. He's teaching me some of it, and I'm learning the inside part about buying and using an exchange to purchase outside of that. So just learning a little bit more. Again, that's what we're about here, learning and teaching or coming up with, whether we teach through others' ideas and their experience, that's what we have an open platform for that, because we're not experts, Wes and I. And I hate to see when people blog about us being unprofessional and not know what we're talking about. You're damn right. We don't know what we're talking about. But guess what? That's why we have an open platform for people to call in to tell us. And help us out with this. That's what makes it fun for me.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a good time sitting there just chatting. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I dig it.
You know what? Our friendly friends out there on iHub, I mean, that's, man, you guys are awesome. You guys are the people that call in. You know, we had Russ on the show 2 weeks ago. Russ did a fantastic job. I understand he's in Mexico on vacation.
He's made it back to San Diego. He told me.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah, he called me today.
Yeah. Russ,
we actually have a phone call from a 507 area code. You want to take it?
Oh, cool. Let's take it.
All right. Who's this? Where are you calling from? Hello? 507 area code.
507. That's Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota.
Yeah. That's you. That's you in Minnesota.
Who's calling from Minnesota?
Who's calling from Minnesota?
Hey, Wes.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, is Roger appearing tonight or calling in or anything?
Well, you never know.
Did we miss him?
No, you didn't miss him. You never know.
Okay.
We just started.
We just started. No, he's not scheduled. I talked to him earlier this week. We are trying to get Ambrose. We're trying to do a show with all three of them. We're trying to do a show with Roger, Ben, and Ambrose, and it's just a matter of getting everybody's schedule put together.
Perfect, perfect. So we'll just hang tight.
Yeah, who's calling? Who's calling?
Scott from Minnesota.
Hey, Scott, how you doing, brother?
Doing well, doing well.
So you just tuned in and listened to see if Roger was here? You didn't call to listen to me and Robert?
No, we just called in. And all of a sudden, we're online with you, and it's like, holy cow, we didn't expect this.
That's Wes. He's fast as
that happens.
Fast as gun in the West.
Our Vikings took a hard beat today, so we're a little down. You know,
down. Yeah, man.
Yep.
You know what? Anytime our West Coast people come over and play, you guys in that area, we're gonna lose because it's the snow. We get too cold.
Hey, what about the LA Rams? Aren't the LA Rams playing right now?
Oh, man.
They might be.
What?
That might be why nobody's listening to us.
Yeah, there's nobody listening to us.
I thought they were, yes.
Yeah,
no, we're big fans of Amphi, and we're just waiting for things to start happening. It's kind of been on a little stall right now, but we're hoping that changes.
You know what, Scott? We had about, maybe 3 shows ago, we had a lot of callers come in, including myself. We were starting to guesstimate what it would be by December. We were having fun with it, and I'm still having fun with it because December is not over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's been a wild ride, and I think it's going to continue.
Yes.
Absolutely it is, and we can't wait until things get kicked off and the audit gets done. I mean, everybody's just chomping at the bit.
Man, 2018 is going to be an awesome year. And they just got the new store open. They got the new store open. It's going to be exciting.
What are the first few days of Midtown been like? Has anybody heard?
I haven't,
Pat,
but that's a good question.
I was just looking online. One of the guys on iHub have been posting pictures, and the place
really?
Looks phenomenal. And he was in there mid-afternoon, and the place was packed.
Wow.
So that's nice. Well, it's right there in the it's right there in that really high-end area too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
maybe
a lot of traffic
in
there.
Maybe someone will call in that may have had a chance to go by there. You know, or somebody from Canada can call us and tell us. That'd be interesting.
Maybe
to
Roger
find
could
out.
Call in.
Yeah, maybe
it'd be
Roger
great
would
if
call
Roger
in.
Would call in. I bet you he's listening.
Probably is.
Scott, what's the temperature like in Minnesota right now, buddy?
It's actually not
cold.
Too bad. I think we're sitting about 25 degrees.
Oh my gosh. That's not too 25.
It's,
you should say 25
or
negative 25.
It's 25 degrees. It's not too bad. It's 25 degrees. You know what we call that here?
What's that?
Damn cold.
We start to get minus 25 degrees. Then it gets a little chilly.
Oh, man. I've never been in that kind of weather, Scott. I couldn't imagine. I bet you guys are walking around in T-shirts in 25-degree weather, huh?
Yeah, that feels like summertime. We've been stockholders in this company.
1987.
Wow. You've been in Amphill since 87?
It started out with a different kicker. Frank Mortimer is
Roger's dad.
Roger's dad.
No kidding. Wow.
He started and then he passed away. And then Roger has taken over the helms and just gone gangbusters.
Wow, that's awesome.
And you've held on to stock since 87?
87.
Wow.
That's a long time.
That is awesome, man. And that's good trivia, too, man. I like that. That's
so did you know Frank in the past, or was it just how did you come about finding Amphill way back then?
I was a personal friend that went to his house
several times
and stayed with Frank Sr., and got to know him real good. They became real close friends.
That's awesome, man.
A few years ago. And took over the company and just has been going gangbusters ever since.
Yeah. What were they doing way back in 87? What were they, just out of curiosity.
Well, it was nothing like it is now. It was
a plastics
company.
Plastics, yeah.
You know, it was a penny stock, and it was plastics company that didn't really get going.
Fireproof plastic.
And now, he just hung on to his stock for years and years, and now we're seeing this movement that it's had this year, and it's just been phenomenal.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. Really phenomenal. And he's been so transparent with everybody in the Amphill family. So you guys got a close understanding of Roger and his dad. So, I mean, we're just hearing him when he talks to us on the radio. But what a phenomenal guy. So I'm sure you guys got a lot of good things to say about him and his family, huh?
Yeah, he's incredible. I personally have never met Roger myself, but I follow the iHub board and things like that, and it's everything he's done so far. I got no complaints.
Awesome, man, it's great.
I just can't wait until GrowZone kicks off and we get some news about additional news about GrowZone with everything that's coming up in California, and I think that's just the real ticker.
That should be huge. The snake was just kind of icing on the cake when they signed up with those guys. You know, everybody had pushed for GrowZone, and then all of a sudden Ben comes in with the snakes and lattes, and wow, that's just been incredible what they've done.
Now, do you with this new subsidiary? I'm sorry, off the top of my head, I don't remember what the new subsidiary is called. Just because I'm tired. What's the new one called?
What are you talking about?
The Technical Ventures.
Oh, you mean the old ticker?
No, not the old ticker. They just acquired another company a couple weeks back.
beverage.
It was a beverage company.
The beverage company.
Yeah. What the heck was the name of that?
Great Stuff or Stuff 28 or something.
Yeah, something like that. I haven't seen it. I looked for it when it first happened. I went looking for it locally, but there's nothing here. It's mostly up in Canada and on the East Coast, I think, Chicago area or something. But hopefully that kicks off too.
Yeah, that's just another avenue to make money. So that should work.
Yeah.
Well, I guess. We're going to probably just hang tight and...
So let me ask, did you dial the number thinking you were just going to listen to the show? Or...
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I got you.
We had the phone number, and because it's no longer going over the radio station, right?
Right. We'll be back at KSEO probably every now and again. But for right now, we're going to just stay here on Blog Talk because we can do basically the same thing for a whole lot less money.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Yep. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just put you on hold. That way you don't get hung up on and you're just hanging out listening.
Yeah, that's perfect. Absolutely.
All
right.
All right, Scott. If you decide you want to talk again, just flash or something. I'll jump up and down screen.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott, for calling in.
So we have a
469 area code that's calling in too. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Mike in Dallas again.
Hey,
Mike in Dallas, what's going on?
Oh man, it's kind of cold.
Is it?
It's cold in Dallas.
What is it?
Yeah.
80 degrees?
no, we hit like 50s, but we were in the 20s the other night.
Oh boy.
Oh wow.
But anyway,
it is cold.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm in no way worried about SNL. I'm just a little, I'm not going to say concerned, but why is Grow 3 being so quiet for so long?
That's the question I have for Roger, myself. So even though I could probably do it, I just won't do it. And that is to call Roger and ask, right? Because I think that
right.
would be inappropriate of me to do. I want him to come on the show and be a part of and say stuff to you guys, not to me. And he mm-hmm. might tell me to F off if I even asked anyway. So who knows? but because it's been kind of a nail biter for me. I want to know I know that Snakes and Lattes is going to take off. The master, the information about the franchising and the master agreements, that's awesome. That is exactly how it's supposed to be done with the master agreements or the master franchises. Because I have some experience in that in the past. But the Grow 3, I mean, that's what initially drew me to the stock in the first place. And mm-hmm. as a solution to these pesticide and fungicide issues, it is the answer. And the only thing I can think of is they must have been having a pretty huge marketing campaign out there with these growers at this point in time, I would think. But those are things that we as soon as Roger decides to come back on the show and tell us all about, that's why I've been pushing for a show with Roger, Ben and Ambrose and, take it for a full 2 hours and mm-hmm. asking all those questions.
That'd be great.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, no, I can't. Yeah. And it's just been, I think Ambrose, everybody's lined up except for Ambrose. So, is the way that Roger was letting me know. But I pretty much opened up any date that we can do. So,
yeah.
except
have to
for.
Be patient too.
Right.
I'm
we
sure
have to wait until
really
after
busy.
The holiday season now because this is going to be the last show during the holiday season or before the holiday season is over with, just because my wife wants me to be in other places on the weekend.
Well, it's busy time for everybody too. So, that's the. That's what we're going to do. But Mike, other than that, I mean, are you still staying excited about it all or, are you having second thoughts or are you okay?
Oh, no, absolutely no second thoughts. I bought in heavy in February. I have not sold one share yet.
Awesome.
I'm not worried about SNL at all. Mm-hmm. I'm just
curious.
Chomping at the bits on Grow 3. Mm-hmm. I'm chomping at the bits on the third sub,
mm-hmm.
but I believe, oh, I can't think of the poster's name. I think he's looking into opening up a franchise, and he actually met with Roger, and I think he actually said that there would be no news about Grow 3 until after the audit uplist.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't understand why Grow 3 would have anything to do with that.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have any idea. All I do know is that I find that interesting that there's not going to be anything about Grow 3 until after the audit. You mean after the audit's final and the 10-K is filed and all that good stuff with the audit?
I believe that's what the man, I wish I knew the poster's name. I can't. He's the one he posts on the board.
Mountain Mike.
He actually met with Roger. Huh?
Was it Mountain Mike?
No, it was somebody I think out of Phoenix.
It might have been.
It wasn't Coy Diggity. It might have been. Was it Coy Diggity or?
Or
maybe
Philo.
It was JRS.
I don't remember. I'd have to go back and look.
I
but
remember
I remember
either.
Seeing something where somebody was had actually talked to Roger about getting the franchise going. Hell, I'm having a franchise going too.
Yeah. Well, he's been quiet since then, so I think maybe Roger told him to not post as much.
Well, I can see that. I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
I can see there have been times when, not that I knew something else, but knew that it wasn't true just based on my conversations I've had with Roger, that I wanted to post,
mm-hmm.
but I don't. I just don't. I don't do it. I just don't post. Not that stuff. I don't want to argue
right.
with somebody.
Yeah, I don't post near as much as I did in February, March, April. I sit back and I read the board, but I don't post really anymore.
Yeah well, it's been – the board was negative there for a little while, to be honest with you.
Oh, shoot. When I was in – when I got in February, we were lucky to get 15 or 20 posts a day. And I just been ecstatic – on seeing how this board has exploded in the
mm-hmm.
past 8 months.
Yeah, 188, more, 120, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, but I just want to say again, I appreciate you two for doing all what you do. And like I said, I've told you before, I have problems with the other sign up, so if you just put me on hold so I can listen to y'all, because I can't get on the other line for some reason.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Not a problem.
Yeah.
I'll
appreciate
put you
it.
On hold. All right.
Thanks for
Thanks,
all you
Mike.
Do.
Thanks,
not
buddy.
A problem, Mike. Yeah, if you want to call in, 914-803-4429 is the phone number to call in.
Sure.
We got two people literally on hold because they can't get in on the other way of getting on.
They can't?
No, that's all. Yeah. I'm telling you, this part here, Blog Talk, I wish it was a little better. I'm going to have to write a letter.
Yeah.
An email. People don't write letters anymore.
It takes forever to get there. So we can't answer those other two calls?
Oh, no, they're there. This is the people that we've talked to. We've got them on hold so they can continue listening.
Oh,
that's how they're hearing the show.
Yeah, like Mike just asked.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
But Mike's brought some good points up. You know, I mean, people want to know. We want to know. I mean, we're curious because that, you know, the Grow 3 is an icebreaker. You know, that is an icebreaker of you know, for me, keeping people healthy. That's important, you know, and then with all the new regulations and the new laws being passed as far as making sure that marijuana is pesticide free, so it doesn't end up hurting somebody when it's supposed to be used. Well, allowed to be used for recreation and then medicinal purposes as well. You know, we're using something medicinal,
right.
And you end
it's
up
gonna be,
catching something totally different. From
I'm
a
not
pesticide.
Sure where the state of California is now, because when they introduced their new regulations about
mm-hmm.
the new regulations are very stringent, and I know that people were having trouble meeting them big time.
Yeah,
people are panicked here come January 1st.
I think you're right. That and the gun laws ammunition, et cetera.
Ammunition, yeah. that's not the ammunition. It's the reciprocity that the feds are passing. So if I've got a CCW from Utah, I'll be able to carry it in California. I'm so happy.
Oh, really? Well, that'd be nice.
Oh, yeah.
I just went out and bought ammo yesterday.
And, yeah.
They were telling me went to a gun show here in Northern California. And it was a nice little gun show. They had a lot of nice, you know, displays out. But, they were explaining to me that in July of 2018, that's when a lot of the rules are going to take an effect as far as the consumer side of things. It's all takes
right.
place for the dealers takes place January 1st, as far as all the regulations and stipulations and things like that, especially for California. You know,
right.
Just, so things are changing. It's just crazy. So
I've got cases of ammo sitting at my brother's place right now that I've bought. I got to go pay him for.
Oh, well, I definitely kept mine's, or I had to go buy some more because I did shoot up a lot of my ammunition that I had before.
What'd you get? 5.56 or your handgun
stuff?
No, I got
223s.
Oh, okay.
I got my 223 for my AR-15.
Right.
And then I still have ammo for my small handguns and my shotgun. So
wait a minute. You're from California. You're a black man, and you openly admit that you have an AR-15.
Yeah, baby. I live in the country.
Yeah, I hear you. You gotta get the ground squirrels.
I go out my
squirrels.
Backyard and I pop off a few rounds, man. That's just nice, you know. One of those nice counties where they allow that to happen. So yeah, you're right. I'm a black guy with a gun. Wait, the cops are knocking on my door.
I know this is about to get a little too personal.
Dangerous times. I got to protect my family. And
absolutely. I told you what happened with my neighbors, right? Because we're at this condo
you
here,
did.
Right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. So
you did.
Should I tell the audience?
I don't know. No,
probably not a good idea.
I think you did share that.
Did I share that?
I think you did.
The guys that were on the roof?
Were they in the roof? I thought somebody was looking in their window.
No. That was a month back or 2 months back, about 2 weeks ago, it actually was Wednesday morning before Thanksgiving. And I had gone, my cousin had his heart attack, and I very early in the morning, and I went up to Stockton, remember? And I had come back. I was sitting on the back porch, and all of a sudden I hear this noise, and these two guys are on the roof across from my place in the middle of the morning, early in the morning, on the roof. So I met them out there with my .45, asked them what the hell they were doing on the roof. Turned
roofing,
out the
right?
neighbor's daughter was sneaking them out the window.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Those teenagers, their eyes were big as saucers by the time everything was over with. It was pretty funny.
Did your neighbors come home and you had to notify them what was going on?
Oh, yeah, I told the dad later on after I got back from work that day.
Man. I bet he was not happy.
He wasn't happy he wasn't happy. Not at all.
Wow. Anyway, First Amendment rights. There you go, Wes.
There
you
go.
Protecting your neighbors, man. Protecting your neighbors. Crazy idea.
It was funny.
But anyway, this goes to show that we need regulations on a lot of good things and some things we don't need regulations on, right? Let's regulate the marijuana, but don't regulate my firearms.
That's right. Leave my gun alone.
That's right. Man, it's been crazy, though.
You know people outside of California going, damn, there's actually somebody out there in California that likes guns.
Yeah, we're not all flower children, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else has been? I got to get this cryptocurrency thing going. And I would like to just know
that's huge. The other one that
involved,
was
involved. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. No.
I
finish.
Just want to know
Sorry.
If anybody out in the listening audience is involved in cryptocurrency, if they know anything about cryptocurrency, have they invested in cryptocurrency? Can they tell us anything about cryptocurrency? Because we're going to be learning a lot about cryptocurrency coming up here soon. Right, Wes?
Yes, we are. I have to see, the new mic doesn't have a mute button, so I have to push the mute button on
the screen.
Computer screen to cough. So that's why I wasn't there right when
that's
you said
okay. Don't worry about it.
No, cryptocurrency is something that we have to figure out. We have definitely missed a lot of the boat, but we need to get on a smaller boat. One of the things that I've been looking at is this one called Ripple. And when I was talking to Robert to try to understand what, you know, you have Bitcoin and you have the other two alternate coins, but there's one that's called Ripple that the banks are actually using to, and again, this is where the way I understand it, the protocol is faster, where you can exchange money faster between banks somehow, some way, and it's part of the cryptocurrency market.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one that I'm looking at. It runs around 20 cents. It's more in my ball game versus the whole Bitcoin where it's, you know, 17 grand.
Well, of course we can.
But that's, you're not putting in, you're buying only a portion of a Bitcoin, right? When you're doing the exchange.
Right. Just a portion.
And it's like, it can be broken up, like each Bitcoin can be broken up into a million different pieces.
Yeah. You can even buy into the ones that are, you know, $14,000, $15,000 and you get a portion of that Bitcoin because it's currency that's in the computer realm.
Right.
But Robert was explaining to me that at one time, J.P. Morgan, I think he said about 3 to 6 months ago, J.P. Morgan Chase had made a statement about cryptocurrency that it will never fly. It's not going to take over. It's not even worth investing in. Stay in the regular investments of stock markets. Well, he said that recently they had to make a turn. J.P. Morgan Chase had to make a change in their statement saying, we made a mistake. Cryptocurrency is the way to go. This thing is taking off. So it's like they ding, their light went off. It's like, we're going to have to get involved.
Right. They flipped, but what's concerning is China has outlawed it.
Cryptocurrency?
China all of a sudden banned it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
so,
a political move.
But that's because they want to probably create their own.
That, yes.
There's probably
they want to be the world leader. They want to overtake the United States in being number one as far as, you know, their currency being worldwide. And
we got a call.
Else. Oh, sorry.
Somebody hopefully knows about crypto because there's somebody from a 561 area code. So you're on with My Two Cents with Robert and myself. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Juan in Florida.
Hey, Juan
in Florida. Hey, tell me you know everything about cryptocurrency.
Well, I know a little bit about it.
Okay. Share it with us.
Well, cryptocurrency, at least Bitcoin, is you get a Bitcoin for your computer solving a problem. You get a Bitcoin. So there's nothing behind it. There's absolutely no government. There's no money. There's absolutely nothing behind it.
Right.
It's worth money because people say it's worth money.
Right. Right.
Kind of like the U.S. dollar, right? It's worth money because everybody says it's worth money.
But you can actually cash out on it.
There is no gold. There is no government behind it. There is nothing.
No, nothing. And you can lose it in a puff of an air. But look at all the people that have been making money off of it.
All right. And did you just see on Friday someone stole $600,000? Bitcoins?
63
they were gone?
No, it was 600,000. Was it 600? Was it 4,700 Bitcoins worth $63 million?
Yes, that's what it was, Juan.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
That's scary.
Saying that's just gone. Well, okay. So that's where I want to put my money. So some hacker can just take it. Wipe out my hard drive and I just lose everything?
That's right.
Well, it's supposed to be hack proof, but yet they got hacked. That's why they think it's an inside job.
But they think that one was an inside job, Juan. That's what they were thinking on that one. But same thing with our stocks. We could lose our stocks in a puff of a breath.
Well,
right?
There's some volatility to cryptocurrency only because I look at it like this. If it's going to make me money in the short term, by all means, is it something that we're all going to in the future and we're going to crash all the rest of the world's economy over it? I don't see other governments going for that. But that's why we need Robert here to sit there and tell us exactly, because that's how I look at it. I look at it as a threat to the U.S. economy, to the British economy, everybody's economy, right?
Mm-hmm. China, that's
and
probably why China outlawed it.
And
because
I go,
it may be a
well,
threat
damn,
to their economy.
That's, I kind of look at it and kind of go, yeah, I don't think old Trump's going to deal with that very well, or whoever's president in the future. That's not something that I don't think they're going to allow happen, but that's just me.
Well, I was reading an article today from this guy who apparently made a bundle of money off cryptocurrency, yes. And he was saying that, you know, in another year or so, you're absolutely right, Wes. It may be outlawed everywhere. You know, he says, you may miss the boat now because in another year or so, I'm sure the government is going to figure out how to get their fingers in this. Right, because there's no trace of this money whatsoever, and one
right,
correct. Just, they're not tracing this anywhere. So you know they're working to get their portion. They want
okay,
those taxes.
And,
what's
okay,
that one?
And see, I've kind of got a little strength because I'm a computer programmer myself.
Oh, are you?
So
okay.
There is no system that is unhackable. That hasn't
that's
been
true.
Invented yet.
You're right, Juan. No system that's unhackable.
There's just the other one. It's.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought into Bitcoin, and it cost me some money.
Mm-hmm.
And I just the stock just took a dive. I bought into a stock of they were gonna make all these Bitcoins and create all these, and then they just never did anything. It was a penny stock.
Uh huh.
But
they never followed through on it.
That was it exactly. They had all these big pictures and we're running the space for that space, yeah. And nothing.
Wow. Well, you know what I've been doing all along? I've been following the ones that are like from Forbes and some of the other big financial companies that have been talking about certain types of Bitcoin and that they've been backing and giving their 2 cents on what this Bitcoin is going to do in the future. So I invested in those. Not a lot of money. This is, again, having fun for me. And if I can make some money off of it, I'm happy.
Right.
I'm doing with
I'm
my investments
for, I mean,
with Anfield and other stocks, right? And that's what we're doing. So if I can get an opportunity to do that and make some turnaround cash for my retirement, I'm going to definitely use it. Again, I'm only playing with what I can afford, not going into my pocket that hurts my finances. I don't do that anyway, even with the penny
stocks.
That
is what AMFE is for, right?
Right,
that's
right.
That's what
AMFE
is for.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the thing of it is okay, so let's say, oh, I just lost my train of thought, but with the cryptocurrency, I can remember back when John Stossel got on his show and was saying that he was an investor in that cryptocurrency. So let's say he still has his money in it, which has got to be worth a gazillion. If it keeps going up, because there's only a certain amount of Bitcoins total, right? Isn't there like only 21 million of them that can be made?
I don't know.
I know, because each one can get – every time you solve a problem, the problem gets more difficult. So it takes you longer and longer.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no limit to how many they can make.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
So they can just, you know, tomorrow they could come out and say, okay, we've made 40 billion Bitcoins in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, well,
and
here's
worth,
40 billion. So,
and
now
they're
worthless.
Nothing.
Everyone is
yeah,
worthless.
Yeah, everyone's
you know?
Worthless. Right. You're absolutely right. It's,
yeah, I don't know where I it gets scary because I'm all for getting in, making money, and then turn it back into good old U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll buy some gold with it or something. But
you know,
being something long term with that,
you said gold because that's what China is trying to do. From what I read, this current thing, maybe somebody correct me on it. China wants to start buying oil and exchange it for gold. Getting oil and in exchange, or giving up their oil for gold instead of U.S. dollars. That was
really?
An interesting article. I'll have to send that to you later.
Yeah,
but you know what Juan said this perfectly. There's no gold behind this Bitcoin. There's no currency behind it. There's nothing guaranteeing it. You're right, Juan. Again, I'm having fun with it. I'm trying it, but I'm not investing any kind of life savings or anything into it, Juan. So that's my breather. That's, just like I would with any stock. I don't, you know, I'm not going to touch stuff that's going to hurt my family. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing is, how would I say it? It's something.
What were you
going
to say, Juan?
You learn from.
Oh, I just saying, yeah, that's something, that's what I've learned a little bit about cryptocurrency and just decided that, you know, it's time for me to just stop fooling around and get out of this, because this is just something that's too dynamite. I mean, anyone, if you can just create it on a dime,
yeah,
on just by solving a problem, what good is it?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, you're
now
right.
You're
right.
And they're building bigger and faster computers, and
yeah,
they can
and
put a whole world computer.
Not only that, you're getting more and more companies starting to produce them, or individuals starting to produce bitcoins or cryptocurrency. So you're right. That's when you start having a problem with white collar crime, ripping folks off, you know, those kind of things that happen, wiping people's accounts out, you know, and is this the right one? Is this the wrong one? So there's a lot of concerns about that too, I'm sure, or they will be. You know how they flood the market with something?
Well, the traceability of it is a problem, because, I mean, that's why originally, you know, I think it had gone up for quite a while,
mm-hmm.
and then got tied to that Silk Road, those dark web websites,
yeah,
of paying for drugs on the, and then that's what caused it to go down originally, but then it came back. I don't have an opinion yet whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. All I know is that if it can crash countries' economies,
uh-huh.
that the countries aren't going to go for it. They'll put an end to it somehow, some way.
Yeah. Maybe, like you said,
and
China outlawed it, so maybe that might have been something they don't want even to happen in their country, or they're going to create their own. We don't know.
Right. That's why we need Robert to come in today.
Amazon was thinking about accepting Bitcoin as payment.
Right.
But then they said, well, for us to accept it, some government's got to back it so it's worth some actual money. And there was governments would not sell with a 10-foot pole.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone just said, no, we're not backing it.
Mm-hmm.
We have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, well, I'd like to just get in it, cash out, and walk away from it. And again, not trying to invest my life savings. I would never do that, for one. But
well, we definitely need to learn more about it. Hey, Juan, thanks for calling in. We got another call coming on, and we've only got
about 10
minutes of the show. Thanks,
yep.
Juan.
Yep. Talk to you later, guys.
All right, buddy.
Thanks. All right, 305 area code. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Wes and Robert, this is Juancy from the board, from the Yammer board.
Hey, what Juancy. Are you doing, buddy?
How you doing, buddy?
Another Juan, actually, yeah, from South Florida.
That's right.
Right on.
From Florida.
How you guys doing?
Good, brother.
We're doing.
How
are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Hopefully, waiting for the new year to see what's in store for us in Nancy. So everybody's all excited.
Oh, yeah. Ready for it.
We're waiting. I was hoping that Roger would surprise us and call in tonight, but that doesn't seem like it's going to happen.
That's fine. You know, he'll come in when he's got news for us.
That's right.
Yep, absolutely.
Positive way of looking at it.
Hey, I wanted to correct real quick Juan, that he mentioned about that there is no limit to the Bitcoins. But according to what I've read in the past, there's actually it's hardwired into the protocol of the Bitcoin that there's 21 million Bitcoins that can be made. So there is an actual diminishing return that happens, and then once it hits that mark, you can't make any more Bitcoin.
Yeah,
but again,
what,
I don't know.
That's what Wes said too, right? That's what you said, right?
Yeah, that's what I was like, oh, I was right about something with cryptocurrency, which that you shouldn't take that as a because I really know nothing. I just heard that there's 21 million was the most that they could make.
We're learning. Are you invested in it at all, Juan?
Yeah, I actually have. I bought Ethereum back in July. I bought two tokens, Ethers. The nice thing about Ethereum was that supposedly they called it Bitcoin 2.0, you know, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's still, because it's based on smart contracts. It's not just for exchanging money, currency,
mm-hmm.
but it's actually for doing smart contracts. I don't know if you've heard about, like, all the craze now with the little kitties that they have, those digital kitties.
No.
That they're spending a lot of money to buy and sell through the Ethereum network. And, people are actually spending money on digital kitties. I don't know why.
Wow.
And basically selling them, and they breed them, and I don't know. It's something that supposedly they're doing now, and I don't know what people would spend their money on it, but
like
I guess
fad.
People are doing
it. It's like a toy.
It's like a fad,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember those toys rich you people. Come out, you'd have to hatch them, and they hatch by egg.
Right.
Care of them until they
yeah,
passed
exactly.
away or something.
Yeah, in fact, they were saying that it was clogging up the Ethereum network, and it was, you know, it's taking
wow.
so long for transactions to go through. So, but
no
the cool thing about the Ethereum network is just that the smart contracts. It's not just exchanging currencies. It's actually you're basically creating applications or smart applications on top of it.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty bizarre. I mean, I can go crazy trying to figure out what they're doing, but supposedly they were saying that in the future it's going to be doing a lot better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As it gets faster, of course,
mm-hmm.
so that way, you know, it overtakes Bitcoin. But then again, you know how it is, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, they can promise you the world, right?
Exactly, exactly. I mean, now the big one is IOTA because Microsoft is backing it up, and it had a big run this past week. And,
really?
But I'll be honest, I'll stick to the more secure networks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using Coinbase,
mm-hmm.
Coinbase.com. And I know a lot of people hate it because of the fact that, you know, the high fees and the fact that when you buy, you cannot put limits on it. Or,
yeah.
Or, you know. So basically, you have.
I think my son uses Coinbase.
Maybe.
Coinbase?
So
okay.
Let me ask you. So you buy whatever this is, the Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever. How do you convert it
mm-hmm.
back into U.S. money after the price has gone up?
No, it's basically the way Coinbase works is like it's like PayPal or not PayPal, but like a bank. You basically
yeah.
say, okay, I want to draw some money. I want to buy some Bitcoin. And I bought Bitcoin not too long ago. It was actually last Saturday. And
uh-huh.
I made like $500 in a week. So it was just
yeah.
like, oh, it's crazy. But it's basically you put in the money and you say, okay, I want to buy so much Bitcoin. So I bought
mm-hmm.
0.08, whatever it was, which is like $900. And what they do is they lock that rate. At least in Coinbase, they lock that rate, and basically in a week, you'll see, you know, that amount actually show up on your account.
Yeah.
So if it's
uh-huh.
gone up, you'll see the price, you know, from that locked rate that you had when you actually did the initial
right.
purchase.
Now once
and then
yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, and then once you're basically ready to say I want to sell, you go in there if the traffic permits, because sometimes they say people are trying to get in there and it's crazy because sometimes it's down. Too many people
mm-hmm.
are trying to sell at the same time. So that's one of the actually downsides of using Coinbase. But
mm-hmm.
If you go in there, you say, okay, I want to sell so much. And then basically it puts it back into your either your, I guess, bank account or, I guess, your credit card. I don't know. I've never done it with a credit card. So
okay.
I've been doing it with a bank account.
But that way, that's right. So, Wes, what it did is we have a bank account that's tied in direct, like I do with TD Ameritrade. So
right.
when I want to go into the stocks, I send my money in or wired or however you do it. And that's the same way, right, Wansi?
Correct. It's the same way.
Exchange.
They put the money
into your bank account once you sell.
Yeah, you basically, they pull the money, or they withdraw the money from the bank account, which is
mm-hmm.
the way of payment. And basically you say, okay, I want to lock at this point in time what it's worth. And it
mm-hmm.
basically makes a purchase for you, and then it goes into your account.
Yeah,
and then, of
yeah.
course, you could put it into a digital wallet if you want,
mm-hmm.
or you could you know, move it out if you want.
Yeah.
The cool thing about Coinbase is I use Fidelity. So when I go to Fidelity, I can actually link the Coinbase account to Fidelity. So it becomes an external account, and I can actually see the information
right.
Show up on the Fidelity account, which is pretty cool.
Wow,
yeah?
That's a retirement account. Yeah, that's cool because mine's tied into Chase.
Got
Chase
it.
Bank.
Okay.
But my
there
other
you go.
Investors are tied into B of A. But that's kind of nice. I kind of like mixing it up. But you know, you hit a nail on the head, and that's, Wes, that's what Robert was telling me, all the things that Wansi is saying. You can put it in a wallet, virtual wallet. You can exchange it back and forth, purchase, buy. Everything's done on that site. Correct, Wansi?
Correct. You can do it on the site.
Well,
and not only that, they also have another exchange, which actually ties into Coinbase. It's called GDAX, and
mm-hmm.
you can actually use it to do limit orders. So you can actually go
mm-hmm.
ahead and create an account there, and move the money that you have, your Bitcoin, or whatever
mm-hmm.
it is you have, onto the GDAX and say, okay, I want to use that money to purchase, you know, some more Litecoins or some more, you know,
yeah.
Bitcoins or some more Ethereum. But
mm-hmm.
at the same time, you're basically doing it, you know, with limits. So you can say, I want to purchase this much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's actually even, I don't know if it's free or if it's actually cheaper. I never tried it, but I know
mm-hmm.
it's a little cheaper if you do it
yeah.
through there than actually through a Coinbase.
I remember I had to transfer or to purchase, it was like $26. But, you know, I made the purchase, did everything. But the idea behind it was that it sounded really solid in the way that it was. There's some really solid locations or sites that you can get onto. Robert was explaining that to me. So Wansi, so I was like, I heard that one too, Wansi, at Coinbase. And
correct.
Then it's like the exchange, right? You use them from your wallet. You're able to purchase for whatever Bitcoin you want to use or purchase, and you go from there, correct? But it's all tied into your account as well from your wallet.
Yeah, it's all tied. Yeah, it's all tied into that account. The only thing is that they only have three coins right now. They only have Litecoin, Bitcoin, and Ethereum.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's what it showed me, Wes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But the cool thing about them is that they have the two-step authentication, which I always tell people to try to do, because basically it protects you. Especially since I've heard stories about, for example, somebody getting their actual, I don't know if it was Bitcoin or Ethereum, that they got wiped out from actual Coinbase, because even though they had two-step authentication, they were using SMS messaging. So somebody decided to change the person's phone number somewhere else, and then the other person got the text and basically used that to actually get to the account.
Oh,
so I use Google Authenticator, which is I use Android. I think they might have one for iPhone. Where you actually say, okay, we have that random number that actually generates. It's like a six-digit number that changes every minute or so. And you basically use that to actually log in as a two-step authentication process into the account.
That's
just to be safe. You know, just to be safe.
Almost like a VPN.
Yeah, and you have a number that you have to enter. You're absolutely right, Wansi.
Yeah, it's just a way to make sure, because I know a lot of people say, oh, okay, just put in your password and you're in. But if somebody gets a hold of that password or they try to crack that password and they get in, they're going to take away all your coins. So
you know what's cool about my son is he's in the military, and that's what he studies, computers and software, and you know, he does the firewalls and all that good stuff. So he understands that part of it, which is, and I remember him talking about that two-step system.
You need to have that in place.
Yeah, and he's very careful on that. Right. So that's the good part about what, you know, there's a good learning curve, like talking to Wansi about this and then maybe getting Robert on. They can talk that lingo. As we're learning, Wes, we'll begin to learn more and more about this. But Wansi, man, what a great opportunity. That's a much better breakdown, because I don't have that lingo yet. You know what I mean? But everything saying is what my son was saying, and I begin to understand that.
Well, and it's crazy because the whole system works with what they call, it's basically an electronic ledger. And it basically, you know, it starts creating all these ledgers, and, you know, all these computers are independent. You know, you can use your own computer and, you know, set it up so you can actually do the mathematical calculations that are required for you to actually, you know, mine the coin. And a lot of people do that. You know, for example, for the Ethereum, I know it's actually maybe not very cost effective, but for Bitcoin, it might be more cost effective because you can actually produce more Bitcoins or partial Bitcoins, you know, to get the to get money out of it, right? To tie it to the actual, you know, dollar amount that you want. And actually, I have a friend who's actually getting into that. He's actually wanting to mine. He's trying to find an investor to actually mine, because he says that he can set up all these systems, you know, like 50 of them, and basically he can make millions of dollars. But he says that probably only be doing it for maybe 1 or 2 or maybe even 3 years, because at some point, you know, he's gonna be making money, you know. Depending on how all these regulations and depending on, you know, what happens to Bitcoin, et cetera, et cetera. But he even mentioned to me that he thinks that by 2040, you know, Bitcoin is going to be worth $1 million. And I'm like, okay, you know, I guess you've done your research, and if you think that's what it is,
Well, it's like my son was saying, you know, this is the currency of the future. That's what he's saying. If you think about it, if you go to those biblical stories, it talks about the times when we're just going to have a one world money system, you know?
Yep.
We are getting, you know, look at the euro. That was that. And then some of those places, they're trying to do away with the euro. What was it, India somewhere? They have that one currency.
Yeah, there's a couple of countries that are getting away from the European Union altogether.
Yeah. Well, there's
including
just
UK.
No money being exchanged, but you're talking about, you know, having this stuff like now on the computer. And then there will be a point where there will be no dollars in hand. It will all be done by computer. And all of your money will be on a computer. You'll access everything.
Well, essentially it is now, right? Whether it's ATM cards or direct deposit from your checks or whatever it is, except it's just that you're looking at generations of very that, I mean, for me, this is outside of my safety zone,
yeah.
right? Because I can go across the street to the bank and get my cash versus
right.
What do you mean? But essentially, that's what I'm doing every time I log on to the bank account too, though, right?
Right. And how often do we carry large amounts of cash in our pocket these days? People just don't. We do either. You do pay your bills at home on your computer. We utilize our ATM cards or our credit cards to make purchases. We buy online. Now, everything's computerized. So you think about the safety. You know, there was always talking about bank, you know, the old bank robberies, people getting robbed, I mean, for cash, things of that nature. You do everything cashless now, and you do it by computer, and you're able to go in, like Wansi was saying, you can just generate everything on online, or you don't even have to carry a card. You just do it by your phone, punch in these numbers. And even at, you know, you have the, you can buy Starbucks on your phone now with a little, what are those things called?
You know, you got Postmates, Uber Eats,
yeah,
and you know, all kinds of stuff.
Exactly.
But,
yeah.
But so it's funny. Yeah, we're going to a cashless society. I mean, in the future, I can see where everything is just going to go. Everybody, I mean, the government's going to know everything about you. So
they do.
They're going to know where your money is.
I think they're trying to get into this now. And it may take them a couple of years before they can crack this system and figure out how to tax people, you know, and go after that cash. Because right now, there's no trace of this money.
No,
you know
what?
I mean, now is the government is actually going after Coinbase to, you know, try to make sure that people are paying, you know, their fair share of taxes, because a lot of people have made a lot of money and they're not reporting it. And they're trying to fight back. They're trying to fight back. But at some point, they're going to.
They've kept it in Bitcoin versus actually turning it into U.S. dollars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that they turned it into U.S. dollars and they've made capital gains on it and they're trying to figure out how to.
That.
Well,
They try to sell the coin. For example, you sell, you know, you got in when you bought 10,000 coins, you know, very low price. And then all of a sudden now you made all this money. So now you sell it. You make it all this money, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't report the actual gains on it. So that's a problem, right? Because, you know, the government wants their fair share, right? So it is a big problem, and eventually, I mean, I personally, when I sell, I'm going to go ahead and declare what, you know, my average lots, whatever I sold, my capital gain, so I make sure that there's no problems, because 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, that can come back, you know, come back and bite you in the butt, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
right, absolutely.
Because right now the money's just untraceable. It's in the system, it's just untraceable. So,
well, that's the whole point. That's the whole point that those things are. I mean, that's why they say, you know, a lot of people say, well, should I use Bitcoin? It goes, well, you know, some people use it for the dark web, right? Right? They buy all these things, you know, hacking things or whatever it is that they buy. And so that's why people don't use cash or, you know, or bank accounts. They use, you know, cryptos for that.
Wow.
Because they want to make sure that it's untraceable. Now, I did read an article that supposedly now they're going to start doing futures tomorrow. One of the companies, I forget the name of it, I don't think it's here in the United States, but they're going to start doing futures so people can now, you know, bet on a price in the future to see how much it's going to be worth, and then, you know, see if that person gets money or loses money. And, you know, so it's going to be interesting now that they're tying it now to futures, which means at some point they're going to be putting them in exchanges here in the United States.
Is that Verge? I know Verge is a company.
I don't think it was Verge. I think it was somebody. I don't remember right now. I mean, I know you guys were trying to remember, like, for example, Natural Stuff when you started the program. The name of the company for Amphi that they purchased, the beverage company, but which was Natural Stuff. But you guys
Natural
forgot.
Natural Stuff,
so,
that was the name of the thing. Thank you.
There you go.
Natural Stuff.
There you go. Yes, Natural Stuff. I was saying it's natural stuff, but you know how it is. You go blank once in a while. You know how it is.
I'm getting old, and I'm going blank a lot more often than I should be.
Don't worry, we're following you, Wes. It's all right. So, like I said, it's all pretty interesting. I personally, I just, you know, I didn't put too much money. I've only put $1,500, you know, into both Ethereum and Bitcoin, meaning together. And already I'm on 2,000-something. And I said, I haven't done this long enough. I put it in July for Ethereum and last week for Bitcoin, and I was just, you know, just to play with it. Nothing, you know, to go crazy about. But I wouldn't be, you know, betting the farm on or selling the farm, you know, to get in it, you know, just to make sure that, you know, you don't get in trouble later on down the road with regulations. Because like you mentioned, Wes, you mentioned about China. Real quick, in China, you said that you have mentioned about the fact that they outlawed the Bitcoin, but I think it's the ICOs, which is the initial coin offerings, but they outlawed. They're working on regulating the exchanges, I think. But I may be wrong. I read that a couple of weeks ago, so it might be that today they're saying something else. But that's the scary part. You know what I mean? Like all these governments coming in and saying, okay, we're going to regulate. Once they start regulating, then, you know, the fun is over pretty much.
Right.
So,
right.
They want that money, man. They want that money. They want the
and they'll get in somehow,
them.
Some way. Well, Wansi, we want to thank you. What's that?
No, I was going to say tell them thank you, too.
No,
well,
no problem.
Thank you, guys. No, thank you. We're going to be back on the 7th. We're going to...
All right,
We'll be back on the 7th. We're going to actually deal with the holidays because, you know, our wives want us to go places, which we'd much rather stay home, but we have no choice.
Yeah. I hear you. Enjoy your holidays and best things to you guys.
Thanks for the education,
no
man. That was awesome.
No,
we're
not a problem. Thank you, guys.
As time goes by.
We're going to be talking about it more, so call in all the time about it because we'll start figuring out and then we'll all be on the same page, hopefully, one of these days.
That's right.
Well, Robert, that's our show tonight, man. We actually went over a little bit, but that's okay. It went quick. Once people call in, it goes by quick.
I know. I want to thank Scott, Mike, Juan, and Wansi for calling in tonight. That was awesome, man. That was fun.
It was cool. So I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
So do I.
Let's see. What else? We're going to be back on the 7th of January.
Okay.
And that's all I got. What do you got, Robert?
I want to hear that music again.
Oh, I was going to play it again because I was going to go out saying, and General Grievous, I know that you're in the jailhouse, but
we love you, man.
This one's for you, buddy.